Hey everyone, I'm Jeshua, and this is Reviews of the Nerds. Today, I'm reviewing the tabletop fantasy role-playing game, Ryutama, from Kododama Heavy Industries. It's said that the journey matters more than the destination, and Ryutama takes this feeling and builds an entire experience around it. It presents itself as a casual, rules-light tabletop RPG that focuses heavily on exploration and survival. And though that may sound like a grim, dark, and gritty game, Ryutama is bright, playful, and chock-full of whimsical charm. A quick flip through the book, and you'll see mountains of JRPG-inspired art, layout, and design. The magical and carefree look and feel of the book is honestly one of my favorite parts about the game, and is a welcome change from the deep, vast, and dramatic settings I usually favor. In Ryutama, you won't find grand knights with jaded pasts or mysterious wizards with ulterior motives. Instead, players will play as a merchant, noble, or even a farmer who, due to an ancient and cultural custom, must become travelers at least once in their life and embark on a grand journey of their own. Along the way, you'll deal with inclement weather, adventuring hazards, and wild monsters on your precursory journey. Ryutama is a simple 2d6 rollover target system with very few modifiers. However, there's a ton of subsystems that keep the game interesting on every leg of your journey. Combat is heavily inspired by the 8-bit and 16-bit era of RPGs. Your characters have different frontline and backline combat capabilities depending on where they stand. Even the static battlefield in combat begs for a swirly, whooshy transition and a heart-pumping battle music cue. Ryutama offers so much for such a charming book. Monsters you defeat drop raw materials that you can use to craft new items and gear. Inventory management is key. And even the seasons play a major role in how you travel the world. I give Ryutama a 7 out of 10. I'm Jeshua, and this has been Reviews of the Nerds.